站立，低头来祷告。
Please remain standing and bow down our heads.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
你从天上降世为人。
You have come from heaven to earth.
你带给我们充充满满有恩典有真理。
You have brought to us the fullness of grace and truth.
你来到世界上要救我们脱离罪恶。
You have come to this world to take us away from sin.
要带我们进到你爱子的国度。
And take us to the kingdom of your son.
让我们享受丰盛的生命。
So we can enjoy an abundant life.
让我们有活泼的盼望。
So we can have a living hope.
让我们有真正的力量。
That we can have strength.
让我们有充足的智慧。
That we can have wisdom.
使我们能够活在今生，能够享受你给我们的日子。
So we can enjoy life in this earth.
主啊，我们感谢你的慈爱。
Lord, we give thanks to you for your loving kindness.
主耶稣，你带领我们晚上的聚会。
May you guide our service tonight.
让我们从你的话语对你能够认识更清楚。
So we may get to know you from your words.
让我们能够迎接你做我们的救主。
So that we can receive you into our hearts as our Savior.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们现在就要请尔湾的唱诗班来献诗。
Now we're going to ask the Irvine Choir to present hymns.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天晚上的聚会。
We welcome our friends to come attend our evening service with us.
今天晚上要跟大家一起来学习耶稣还活着。
Tonight I would like to share with you the topic Jesus is still alive.
这是2000年前天使对主耶稣的门徒的一个宣告。
2000 years ago, the angel proclaimed the statement to Jesus' disciples.
我们现在来看路加福音24章。
Let us look at the book of Luke, chapter 24.
路加福音的24章。
Luke chapter 24.
23节。
Verse 23. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who had said he was alive.
这个地方讲天使对门徒说他已经活了。
This verse tells us that the angel told his disciples that Jesus was alive.
再从13节开始就在讲一段故事。
Starting from verse 13, it tells us about a story.
就是主耶稣有两个门徒。
It states that there were two disciples of Jesus.
他们要离开耶路撒冷。
They were departing from the city of Jerusalem.
然后要走到差不多有三个小时路程的一个村庄去。
And they were going to a village that was about 3 hours of distance.
那他们要去到那个村庄在17节。
In verse 17,
17节最后说他们脸上带着愁容。
It tells us that the disciples' face was very sad.
当主耶稣还在的时候
,When Jesus Christ was with them,
这些门徒非常的喜乐。
The disciples were very happy.
因为他们听主耶稣讲话。
Because they were able to listen to the words of Jesus Christ.
那个话就是灵又是生命。
The word of Christ is the spirit and is life.
那个话充满着智慧。
And his words were full of wisdom.
那个话进到人心会让人心得到生命。
When his words come into our hearts, it will bring life.
会让人的灵得到满足。
It will satisfy our souls.
主耶稣有很大的能力。
Jesus Christ had a lot of power.
当他活着的时候。
When he was still alive.
没有一件事情他做不来。
There is nothing that he could not do.
瞎子看见。
The blind was seen.
瘸腿走路。
And the lame could walk.
死人复活。
And he resurrected the dead.
麻风得医治。
And those who were leprous was healed.
被鬼附着的鬼赶出去。
The demon possessed, they were healed.
风海平静。
He could calm the seas.
所以他有非常大的能力。
He had great power.
门徒有主耶稣同在，非常的喜乐。
When Jesus Christ was with his disciples were happy.
因为这么大的能力，那跟他同在，我们还缺乏什么呢？
Because when we are with Jesus Christ who has such great power, what else do we lack?
所以主耶稣同在对门徒来讲是一个很大的安慰。
Therefore, the abidance of Jesus Christ was a great comfort to his disciples.
但是后来主耶稣被抓了以后就被钉十字架。
But after Jesus Christ was captured and was crucified on the cross.
所以二十节他就说请你读。
Here in verse 20 it says, And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him.
结果他被抓去钉十字架。
So Jesus Christ was captured and was crucified on the cross.
所以他就死在十字架上了。
And he died on the cross.
那每一个人都会死。
Everyone will die one day.
那主耶稣死在十字架上，如果他跟你跟我一样。
If Jesus Christ was the same as you and me when he died on the cross,
我们死了就没有办法再活过来。
Then, after we die, we cannot be alive again.
为什么？因为我们是人。
Because we are human.
圣经告诉我们死的原因就是因为我们有罪。
The Bible tells us that the reason why humans would die is because we have sins.
那死是罪的结果。
And death is the result of sin.
所以历史上没有一个人死了可以再活过来。
Therefore, there is no one in history that would die and still become alive again.
这个证明历史上每一个人都有罪。
That shows us that everyone, every human has sin.
那死就是一个人影响力的结束。
When a person dies, then his influence will also cease.
不管多大能力、多聪明、多出名，死开始就渐渐被忘记了。
No matter how great the person is, how wise the person is, and how influential the person is, once he dies, then his influence stops.
哦，所以耶稣被钉十字架以后就死了，被埋葬在坟墓里面。
And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was buried.
那对他的门徒来讲，就是很忧伤了。
To his disciples, this was the beginning of their sorrows.
不只是说有感情的主耶稣离开他们。
Not just that someone that they love had passed away.
但是更重要一件事情。
More importantly,
21节。
Verse 21. But we were hoping that if it was he who was going to redeem Israel, indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
素来所盼望的救赎，以色列民的救赎主就是耶稣。
They have been hoping that someone will redeem Israel, which was Jesus Christ.
所以他们一心想望就是主耶稣可以救他们。
They kept hoping that Jesus Christ would be the one who could redeem and save them.
那如果现在耶稣死了三天都活没有办法活过来。
But if Jesus Christ had died and did not rise again,
那他没有办法救他自己，他怎么救其他的人呢？
If he could not save himself, how could he save others?
所以救赎主死了，等于救赎就没有希望了。
If the Savior dies, then there is no hope of salvation.
所以这些门徒当然就心里很忧愁啊。
And that's why Jesus' disciples were very sorrowful.
我们的信的主耶稣。
After we have believed in Christ.
他跟世界上的人不一样。
He is different from others.
因为圣经说他没有罪。
Because the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is sinless.
没有罪就不会被死亡所捆绑。
Without sin, he would not be bound by death.
因此他虽然被杀三天，他说我要再复活过来。
Even though he was crucified on the cross, but he said he will rise again in 3 days.
这是人类历史一个非常伟大的预言。
This is a great prophecy in human history.
是的，三天要复活过来。
He proclaimed that he will resurrect after 3 days.
那些要钉主耶稣的人他们就把主耶稣埋在坟墓里面，然后又用大石头把他堵住。
So those who crucified Jesus Christ buried him and put a rock in front of the cave.
然后外面有罗马的兵丁在巡逻。
And there were Roman soldiers outside the cave. To guard the door.
因为他们怕人把主耶稣的身体拖走了，然后他的门徒说耶稣复活了。
Because they were afraid that Jesus' disciple would come and steal the body and claim that Jesus has resurrected.
但是到了第三天。
But on the third day after his
death. 真的，主耶稣的预言就实现了。
Jesus Christ's prophecy was fulfilled.
我们看22节。
Let's read verse 22. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us.
33节。
Verse 33. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together.
第三天有一些门徒到墓里要去看耶稣。
On the third day of Jesus' death, some of his disciples went to his grave to see him.
那个石头已经被挪开了。
But the stone in front of the cave of the tomb was removed.
包裹主耶稣那个布还在。
And the cloth that wrapped around Jesus' body was still there.
但是耶稣已经不在了。
But Jesus' body was no longer there.
那怎么办呢？不见他的身体。
So what happened now that his body has disappeared?
然后23节啊，他就回来告诉这些门徒说，他在这个坟墓里面遇见天使。
So in verse 23, it says that they came and tell the other disciples they had seen angels.
天使说他已经活了。
The angels told them that Jesus Christ has been risen.
那后来主耶稣也显现给门徒看。
And later on, Jesus appeared to his disciples.
大家在聚会的时候。
When they were gathering.
主耶稣就显现了。
Jesus Christ appeared to them.
愿你们平安。
He said, "May peace be with you."
他们非常高兴啊，不敢相信啊。
They were astonished and were so happy.
那刚好有一个门徒叫多马，他不在。
There was a disciple named Thomas. He was not there.
等到他回来，大家就告诉他，我们刚刚在聚会的时候，主耶稣出现了。
When he came back, the other disciples told him that Jesus has appeared to them.
那这个多马头脑理性比较发达，说他除非我亲自看到，我亲手摸到他的伤痕，不然我总不信。
Thomas was a very logical person, so he said that unless I've seen Jesus and touched his hand, I would not believe.
后来主耶稣就向多马显现。
But later on, Jesus Christ appeared to Thomas.
我说，把手伸起来看，说你用手来摸摸看。
And Jesus Christ raised his hand to him and said, Thomas, come and touch my hand.
那多马说，我主我神。
And Thomas said, My Lord, my God.
他从心里真的是相信耶稣就是主，耶稣就是神。
From the bottom of his heart, Thomas now believed that Jesus Christ is his Lord and his God.
那以后主耶稣又显现给500多个人看。
And then Jesus Christ appeared to 500 more disciples.
然后又显现给保罗看。
He also appeared to Apostle Paul.
所以他在世界上一共40天。
He was on earth for 40 days after his resurrection.
然后他再升天去了。
Then he ascended to heaven.
我们仔细看，耶稣在世界上的时候，他的门徒不多。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, he did not have that many disciples.
他曾经差遣70个人，两个两个去传福音。
He had sent 70 of them, two by two, out to preach the gospel.
那复活以后显现给500多个人看。
After he resurrected, he appeared to 500 disciples.
那五旬节圣灵降临以后，有3000个人受洗。
And after the descendant of the Holy Spirit on Pentecostal day, there were 3,000 that was baptized.
这个都是耶稣的门徒。
And they were all the disciples of Jesus Christ.
但是我们看2000年以后。
2,000 years later,
信耶稣的人有多少?
We can see how many Christians are there.
差不多如果我们看所有的统计，所有的宗教信仰里面，信耶稣的人最多。
If we look at all the other religions in the world, we can see that Christian is the majority.
这是五大洲每一个角落都有人信耶稣。
So in every corner of the five continents, there's someone who's a Christian.
最畅销的一本书是圣经。
And the most popular book is actually the Bible.
最多版本的书是圣经。
And the book that is translated to the most versions is also the Bible.
影响力最大的一本书也是圣经。
The most influential book is also the Bible.
那为什么耶稣死了2000年，他的影响力越来越大？
Why is it that after Jesus Christ has passed away for 2,000 years, his influence is greater and greater?
原因就是因为耶稣还活着。
The reason is that he is still alive.
天使说他已经活了，他还活着。
The angels have proclaimed that Jesus is alive.
因为他还活着，所以他才有影响力。
Because he's still alive, therefore he's still influential.
如果耶稣死了就埋葬跟人一样，他就没有影响力。
If Jesus Christ is just mere human, then after his death and been buried, then he has no more influence.
那这两个门徒，因为他没有看到。
But these two disciples described here, they did not see Jesus.
所以他面带愁容。
That's why they were so sorrowful.
那他也去坟墓看过。
They also went to the tomb to visit Jesus.
真的，坟墓开了，耶稣不在那里啊。
Even though the tomb's door was open, but they did not see Jesus' body.
但是他没有看到复活的耶稣。
They did not see the resurrected Jesus.
所以很灰心就要离开耶路撒冷。
So they were very discouraged and they were leaving Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是他们信仰的中心。Jerusalem
was their center of worship.
好像我们现在的教会一样。
Just like our church nowadays.
那离开耶路撒冷就现在我不去教会了，我不信了。
When they depart from Jerusalem, that means they no longer want to go to church.
就是表示他的信仰一直在走下坡。That
means their faith is declining.
因为对他们来讲，耶稣复活，大家这样讲，那我也没有看到，我只听到而已，我没有看到。Because
they have only heard of Jesus' resurrection, they have not seen it with their own eyes.
那今天我们信耶稣很困难的地方，就是我们都是听人讲。
Today, the most difficult thing about believing in Jesus is that we only hear about Jesus Christ.
圣经这样讲，那别人这样讲，别人这样讲，那这个是别人讲的，我怎么信得下去呢？
The Bible tells us about Jesus, other people tells us about Jesus, but how can I believe without seeing?
信仰是一种关系。
Our faith is a kind of relationship.
因为神是活的。
Because God is alive.
信仰不只是一种知识上的认识。
Word of God is not just our faith is not just about knowledge.
那信仰也不只是一种理论上的认同。
Our faith is not just when we agree with certain theology.
我相信一套理论，我认同它，不只是这样而已。
Just because we agree with the theology.
信仰是一种关系。
But our faith is a type of relationship.
那我们就想，如果一个人死了，你怎么跟他建立关系呢？
So if After a person dies, how do you establish relationship with the dead?
死就是关系的结束。
Because death is the end of a relationship.
那要建立关系，一定要能够互动，才能够建立关系。
If you want to establish a relationship, it has to be interactive.
哦，所以为什么我们的信仰，你可以从小一直信到80岁，信到90岁，信到死为止？
So why is it that we can believe in Jesus Christ from birth until the day we die?
因为耶稣活着。
Because Jesus is alive.
哦，我们很诚恳用心来拜他，可以跟他建立很亲密的关系。
When we sincerely worship God and Jesus Christ, and we can establish a close relationship with
Him. 也就是说，我们可以体验到他。
That means we are able to experience Him.
所以这个关系才能够持续下去。
That's how our relationship can continue.
哦，所以信仰不只是一种记忆，好像说父母对我们很好，然后父死了几十年，有人还很怀念父母，但是他已经死了。
So our faith is not just memory, just like we remember our parents for many years after they pass away.
所以圣经说，主耶稣昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
这个就表示他还活着。
This shows us that he is still alive.
如果耶稣已经死了。
If he has already died,
耶稣的昨天跟今天就不一样，因为昨天活着，今天死了。
Then he is different from yesterday, because he was still alive yesterday, but he's dead today.
那如果他今天死了，明天就不一样，因为他今天死了。
And if he dies today, then he is different from tomorrow.
耶稣活着。
But Jesus is still alive.
哦，所以昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
And that is why he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
那如果我们愿意来诚心来追求他。
If we sincerely come to pursue after him,
就可以体验到他。
Then we can experience him.
这个关系就可以建立起来。
Then we're able to establish a relationship with him.
所以为什么这么多人这么虔诚在拜神？
And that is why a lot of people are worshiping God so sincerely.
因为他真的跟神有建立活泼的关系。
Because they have established a living relationship with God.
那这个两个门徒呢？他到底怎么跟主耶稣建立关系呢？
So how did these two disciples of Jesus establish a relationship with Jesus?
16节，我们读吧。
In verse 16, but their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him.
就是他们要离开耶路撒冷的时候，其实呢，那个复活的主耶稣啊，就来跟他一起走。
When these two disciples departed from Jerusalem, Jesus Christ came to join them in their journey.
那这个两个门徒啊，没有办法认出他来。
But these two disciples were not able to recognize Jesus.
那个就是耶稣。
They couldn't tell that it was Jesus who was walking with them.
那结果主耶稣就跟他一直讲话。
Then Jesus Christ started having conversation with them.
那就是要解决他心里的疑难。
To help solve their problems in their heart.
那他的心里疑难是什么？
What was their problem?
我们的救主死了。
They stated that their Savior had died.
人说他活的。
Some people said he is alive.
那到底他是死还是活？我不知道。
But they did not know whether their Savior is dead or alive.
这个是他的困难。
And that was their difficulty.
那主耶稣跟他讲话，就是根据旧约圣经一直讲。
And when Jesus Christ talked to them, he started talking from the Old Testament.
就是讲耶稣要来世界，要怎么死，要复活。
He talked about the prophecy of the Savior coming to this world and to suffer and to die.
让他们的信仰能够建立在主耶稣的话上面，圣经的话上面。
And also to resurrect. He wanted to build their faith upon his words.
好，那我们先来看路加福音24章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
29节。
Verse 29. Verse 29, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them.
34节。
Verse 30, now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them.
31节。
Verse 31, then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight.
所以主耶稣跟他们一起坐席。
So Jesus Christ sat with them to eat with them.
那要吃饭的时候，他拿起饼来祝谢。
At the table, he took bread and blessed the bread.
忽然间，他眼睛开了。
Suddenly, their eyes were opened.
就看到耶稣。我们跟着三年那个耶稣，真的是就在我们前面了。
Then suddenly, their eyes opened and they recognized Jesus, and they They saw that the Jesus that they followed for 3 years is with them.
不只是天使这样宣告，现在就在我们前面，就看得到。
Not only did they hear from the angels that he's alive, but now they could see with their own eyes.
所以耶稣活着，这是可以体验得到的。
So we can experience that Jesus is alive today.
主耶稣过去做的事情，现在他还继续在做。
The things that Jesus was doing in the past, now he's still doing it.
所以我们可以从体验来知道耶稣还活着。
So from our experience, we know that for sure Jesus Christ is still alive.
你看，主耶稣叫瞎眼看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活。
Jesus Christ made the blind see and make the lame walk and also resurrected the dead.
我们现在在教会里面很多的神迹奇事。
And now in the church, we also see a lot of miracles and wonders.
那这个神迹奇事都是奉耶稣的名行出来的。
And these miracles and wonders were done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个人死了，他的名字就没有用了。
When a person dies, then his name is useless.
因为他已经死了。
Because he has died.
哦，就是那个政府里面的名字大概就涂掉了。
And his name will be removed from the government list.
但是耶稣还活着。
But Jesus Christ is alive.
他还没有升天以前说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我。
Before he ascended to heaven, he said that all the powers on earth and in heaven are now belong to me.
所以奉耶稣的名可以医病。
Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can heal sicknesses.
奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼。
With the name of Jesus Christ, we can cast out demons.
奉耶稣的名祷告，天上的神会垂听。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and God will listen to our prayer.
所以从这个祷告的体验，我们就知道啊，耶稣还活着。
And from our experience in our prayer, we know that Jesus Christ is alive.
这里把主耶稣显现给他看。
Here, Jesus Christ showed himself to his two disciples.
好，我们再回来看哈，路加福音二十四章。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 24.
三十二节。
Verse 32, and they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us when he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?
这个地方说，他们就回想耶稣跟他们讲话的时候。
And now they thought back to when Jesus Christ was talking to them.
他心里火热。
They felt that their heart was burning.
所以这个讲哦，耶稣讲话哦，让人听了会心里火热。
So this tells us that when we listen to Jesus' words, it will burn our heart.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the word of Jesus is life, it is spirit.
那个他的话，借着他的话，他的生命，我们的生命得到滋润。
Through his word, our soul and life will be nourished.
从他的话语里，我们的灵受到感动。
And from his words, our spirit will be moved.
所以他们在回想他跟我们讲话的时候，心里火热。
So when they thought back of when Jesus Christ was talking to them, they felt that their heart was burning.
这个就是对耶稣的体验，就知道他是活着。
And this is a kind of experience that we can have to know that Jesus Christ is alive.
看到耶稣，而且回想耶稣跟他们讲话的感受。
They saw Jesus Christ with their eyes, and they also remember the experience that they had when Jesus Christ talked to them.
所以那一天晚上，他们就回到耶路撒冷去了。
Therefore, that night they returned back to Jerusalem.
三十三节。
Verse 33. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together.
这里说他们那一天晚上就回耶路撒冷，为什么？
So why did they return to Jerusalem that very night?
他要告诉门徒，耶稣真的活了，我们刚刚才跟他在一起。
They wanted to tell the disciples of Jesus that they have seen Jesus and he is alive and he has resurrected.
他走了两个多钟头到那个地方，马上要走两个多钟头又回来。
They walk about 2 hours to the next city and they also walk back to Jerusalem for another 2 hours.
所以今天我们信的耶稣。
Today, the Jesus that we believe.
他不只是教主，他是救主。
He is not just the origin of a church, but he is actually our Savior.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he has been risen from dead.
战胜死亡。
He has overcome death.
跟他讲的一样，生命在我，复活在我。
Just like he said, life is in him and resurrection is also in him.
那耶稣还活着对我们的意义是什么？
So what does it mean to us that Jesus is still alive?
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Okay. 这个第六节哈，在讲有一个孩子为我们而生。
Here it tells us that unto us a child is born.
哦，这个孩子就是一个人嘛，因为他是人生出来的。
This child is a human being.
啊，但是他有四个身份。
But he has four statuses.
哦，第一个，他是奇妙的策士。
First of all, he is a wonderful counselor.
哦，就是最有智慧的参谋。
That means he's the counselor who is the most wise.
哦，第二个，他是全能的神。
Secondly, he is a mighty God.
哦，第三个。他是永在的父。
Thirdly, he is an everlasting father.
第四个，他是和平的君。
Fourth, he is the prince of peace.
啊，如果这个孩子跟一般人一样，活了几岁就死了。
If this child, just like other child, would grow up and die.
那这个四个头衔跟我们都没有关系啊。
Then these four status would have nothing to do with us.
因为他已经死了。
Because he is dead.
哦，那他还活着。
But if he's still alive.
所以耶稣还可以做我们最奇妙的一个参谋。
Then he is our wonderful counselor.
哦，所以我们有事情啊，来可以来求问主耶稣。
That's why we can always ask him anything when we have trouble. 哦，
特别是我们得到圣灵以后。
Especially after we receive his Holy Spirit.
哦，在圣灵里面祷告。
When we pray in the Holy Spirit.
哦，神会让我们从他的话语里面，从生活环境里面来了解他的旨意。
God will help us to understand His will through His words and our living situation.
那主耶稣对我们人类问题的答案是什么？
And what is the answer to our problem?
就是他本身。
It is He Himself.
哦，他就是问题的答案。
Jesus Christ is the answer to our problems.
最奇妙的参谋啊。
Because He is the most wonderful counselor.
如果我们生活觉得很空虚，很人生好像很空洞。
If we feel that our life is so empty,
哦，耶稣就是答案啊。
Jesus is the answer.
他说，我就是生命之粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
哦，到我这里来必定不饿，信我永远不渴。
Those who come to me will never thirst.
哦，所以人心灵的满足不是为物质的堆积，心灵的满足是耶稣活在我里面。
So in order to have a full life, it is not how much we have, but whether Jesus Christ is in our heart. 哦，
那如果一个人很怕死，
If a person is afraid of death,
怕死怎么办?
What do you do?
你怕死还是会死啊。
Even if you're afraid of death, you'll still die one day.
哦，那怎么办?
So what to do?
你问医生，他也没有办法叫你不死。
Even if you ask the doctor, they cannot guarantee that you will not die.
医生也会死啊。
Because your doctor will also die.
最奇妙的参谋就是耶稣。
But the most wonderful counselor is Jesus Christ.
那他的答案是什么?
What is his answer?
我就是生命。
I am the life.
我就是复活。
And the resurrection.
信我的，虽然死了，还会再复活。
Those who believe in me, though they die, will rise again.
所以怕死的人要来找耶稣。
So those who are afraid of death should go to Jesus Christ.
因为他把我们的罪赦免了。
Because he forgives our sins.
我们就离开死亡。
Then we depart from death.
啊，所以死叫做睡了，他还会再活过来。
And that's why for Christians, when we die, we call it sleep.
这个叫
rise again.
最奇妙的参谋。
Because Jesus is the most wonderful counselor.
他给我们答案，那个答案就是他本身。
He gives us an answer to all problems, which is He Himself.
所以除了耶稣以外，谁能够救我们脱离死亡？
Other than Jesus, who can save us from death?
哦，没有。
No one.
而如果有时候我们觉得我们人很难改变自己，怎么办？
Sometimes we feel that it is so difficult to change ourselves.
哦，真的是很难改变啊。
It's true that it's difficult to change ourselves.
你去问很多的人，要怎么改变我自己？
You can ask many people, how can I change my bad habits?
大家都会告诉你很难啊。
Almost everyone will tell you it is very difficult.
为什么难?
Why?
因为人有罪性。
Because we have sinful nature in us.
再来，人是无知的。
Next, we are very ignorant.
这两个加在一起真的很难改变。
When you put these two together, it is very difficult for men to change.
那我们现在来找主耶稣。
Now we come to Jesus Christ.
最奇妙的参谋。
He is the most wonderful counselor.
那耶稣的答案是什么?
What is his answer?
我就是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
哦，你就是枝子。
You are the branch.
如果枝子跟葡萄树连在一起，就会多结果子。
If the branch is attached to the vine, then he will bear fruit.
你想想看啊，主耶稣的生命有什么缺点?
If you think about it, is there any lacking in Jesus' life?
主耶稣有什么个性上的缺点？没有。
Does Jesus have any lacking in his character? No.
那他就是葡萄树。
He is the vine.
我们没有办法改变，只要跟他连在一起就可以改变。
Even if we cannot change ourselves, as long as we attach ourselves to him, then we can be changed.
这个叫做最奇妙的参谋。
This is called the most wonderful counselor.
他就是问题的答案。
Because he is the answer to all problems.
那有时候我们常常觉得，那人活着要做什么？
Sometimes we ask ourselves, why do we live?
耶稣说，
Jesus says,
我就是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
跟从我，你就不会在黑暗里面走，就不会迷路。
Those who follow me will not be lost.
没有耶稣，我们人都是迷路的。
If you don't have Jesus in your life, then you're in darkness and you're lost.
请问，如果没有耶稣，活着要做什么？
Without Jesus,
目的最后的追求是什么？
Without Jesus, we have no final goal of living.
没有一个人能够回答。
No one can answer this.
没有耶稣，每个人都在等死。讲实际就是这样。
Without Jesus, everyone is just waiting for the day to die.
那个阴影越来越大，笼罩着我们。
And the shadow of death would become greater and greater.
那耶稣最奇妙，他给我们的答案是什么？
But Jesus is so wonderful. What is his answer to our problem?
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the and the truth.
真理、生命。没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Without me, no one can go to the Father.
父就是天上的神。
Because the Father is the God is our heavenly Father.
所以人生的集中追求就是要回到神那里去。
Our ultimate pursuit in life is that we can return back to our Father.
那我们有主耶稣，就看到了亮光，就看到那一条路。
If we have Jesus Christ, we can see the light and we can see the path.
我们就知道啊，活着要做什么？活着就是追求我死的那一天可以回到父那里，天国。
Then we know why we're alive. The reason we're alive is so that we can pursue this path that will help us to return back to our Father.
耶稣还活着。
Jesus is still alive.
我们的问题就有答案。
Then we have solution to all our problems.
这对我们来讲何等的重要。
How important is that to us?
如果耶稣死了，这些都空谈了。
If Jesus Christ have died, then none of these matter.
那第二个，他是全能的神。
Secondly, he is a mighty God.
没有一件事情做不来。
There isn't anything that he could not do.
然后再加上他是永在的父。
Also, he is the everlasting Father.
父就是强调爱。
Father is loving.
我们也很爱我们和儿子。
We always love our children.
但是很多时候你发现的，爱很好，但是很多事情你做不来。
Many times, even though love is wonderful, but you may feel helpless.
因为我们是人。
Because we're just human.
我们都有问题不能解决。
We cannot solve all kinds of problems.
那耶稣是父。
But Jesus Christ is our Father.
他有极大的爱。
He has great love for us.
他有极大的能力。
He has great power.
因为他的爱，所以他的能力可以帮助解决我们的问题。
Because he loves us, his power can solve our problems.
所以有一个瞎眼的。
There is a person who is blind.
他看到耶稣从那里走过去。
He saw Jesus passing by.
他就大声的呼喊。
He proclaimed loudly.
大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
谁能救他？
Who can save him?
没有一个人能救他。
No one.
那这样一直呼喊。
He kept yelling.
耶稣停下来说，你要我为你做什么？
Jesus stopped and asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
这句话我们很难讲。
It's hard for us to say that.
但是耶稣讲就很有分量。
But Jesus Christ spoke of this phrase with power.
他说，我要能看见。
He said, I want to see.
那个时刻他就看见了。
And at that moment, he was able to see.
因为他是全能的神，他是永在的父。
Because Jesus Christ is the mighty God and everlasting Father.
他可以帮助我们解决问题。
He can help us solve our problems.
他也愿意帮助我们解决问题。
And he's willing to help us solve our problems.
最后，他是和平的君。
Lastly, he's the Prince of Peace.
耶稣能够成就我们跟神的和睦。
And Jesus Christ can reconcile us and God.
圣经告诉我们说神的，如果我们没有敬拜神，神的愤怒天天堆积在我们身上。
The Bible tells us if we are not a believer of Christ, then the wrath of God is upon us every day.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们在神面前，我们天天犯罪。
Because we sin against God every day in front of him.
所以死不是结束啊。
Death is not the end of our life.
死是要跟神算账。
Death is the day when Jesus Christ will come and count our
debt. 因为我们都犯罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
Because we're indebted to him, to his glory.
那现在耶稣为我们的罪牺牲。
But Jesus Christ had sacrificed himself for our sins.
他可以除掉我们的罪。
He's able to take away our sins.
所以我们跟神可以和睦。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
那这样我们才能够回到神那里去。
Then we can return back to our Father in heaven.
他要把我们的罪性借着圣灵把它拿掉。
And Jesus wants to take away our sinful nature through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的罪性被神性取代。
And then it will be replaced by the divine nature of God.
那人的本性越来越好。
Then we will become a better and better person.
所以耶稣还活着。
Jesus Christ is still alive.
我们今天活着就有盼望。
Then we have hope today.
我们就可以来面对我们的明天。
And we can face tomorrow.
耶稣活着确实是非常重要。
It is so important that Jesus is still alive today.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
478首。
478。
我们最后唱诗完来唱这个副歌。
And after our prayer later, we will sing the refrain of this hymn. Please have a seat.
这首赞美诗说，因为耶稣还活着。
This hymn says, because he lives.
所以我们就可以面对明天了。
That we can face tomorrow.
因为他可以与我们同在，与我们同行，来帮助我们。
Because he can abide with us and walk with us and help us.
所以我们就毫无惧怕。
So we will fear nothing.
充满着盼望。
We are full of hope.
真的，人生需要耶稣。
It is true that we really need Jesus in our life.
他还活着。
He is still alive.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
祷告就是要跟神建立关系的一个方法。
Prayer is a method for us to establish relationship with God.
那怎么让我们的祷告能够达到神面前呢？
How can our prayer reach Jesus Christ?
我们来读一节圣经节。
Let's read a verse.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
十三节。
Verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do.That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
十四节。
Verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here Jesus Christ tells us.
约翰十四章十三节，要奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do.
然后父因子得荣耀。
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
所以我们祷告的时候，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
出声念出来，奉他的名，神就听了。
We have to say this out loud so that he will listen to our prayer.
这个好像是我们要打电话，那个电话号码要输对，就会通了。
Just like when we want to call someone on the phone, you have to enter the right numbers in order for it to go through.
那我们打电话，我们祷告要达到神面前，就是要奉主耶稣的名。
In the same way, for our prayer to reach God, we need to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣经里面有两种祷告。
There are two types of prayer in the Bible.
一种用我们听得懂的话来祷告。
The first one is to pray in words of understanding.
这个叫做悟性祷告。
It is to use words that we can understand.
这是在一般的基督教界里面的祷告。
And that is how usually the other Christian denominations will pray.
但是圣经里面还应许给我们一个叫做圣灵的祷告。
But the Holy Bible also promises the prayer in the Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
耶稣升天以前曾应许门徒要赐下圣灵。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he had promised his disciples that he will send down the Holy Spirit.
他们就看到耶稣升天。
And after they saw Jesus ascended to heaven,
就回到耶路撒冷。
They returned back to Jerusalem.
就上到楼房去。
They went to the upper room to pray.
就在那迫切祷告。
They pray earnestly.
到五旬节这一天，圣灵就降下来。
And on the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
好像大风吹过。
Just like a mighty wind blow by.
舌头好像火焰显现出来。
And the tongue of fire descended upon them.
这是看得见、听得到的。
That's something you could see and hear.
圣灵看不见。
We cannot see the Holy Spirit.
但是神的灵浇灌有一个外在的现象。
But when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, you can see it with your eyes.
身体会震动，舌头会卷动，说方言。
There's physical manifestation of tongue speaking and body moving.
非常奇妙的体验。
And that is a wonderful experience.
当我们奉耶稣的名祷告，主耶稣就垂听。
When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He will listen to us.
他的灵就要浇灌在我们身上。
His Holy Spirit will come upon us.
那我们跟他就建立了关系。
That's how we establish relationship with Him.
那祷告完，你会觉得世界上的忧愁、苦闷、压力，全部都没有了。
And after our prayer, we would feel that our sorrow and worries and pressure would depart from us.
因为神的灵又叫做保惠师、安慰者。
Because the Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter.
所以常常祷告，我们心灵会很平安、很喜乐。
If we pray often, that we will feel very peaceful and joyful in our hearts.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
如果你想要体验圣灵
，If you would like to experience the Holy Spirit,
要追求神的恩典。
You would like to pursue after God's grace.
要接受按手祷告。
You would like to be laid hands upon.
请我们都到前面来。
Please come to the front to pray.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.